Leaves across the landscape fell today after the planet Earth announced it would begin its annual tilt away from the glowing yellow dwarf star known by some insiders as the Sun. Signs had pointed toward a big leaf spill-off with more than 80% of all leaves turning color in the past 2 weeks. In other news, many local residents believe they are mowing their lawns for the last time. Your annoying neighbor, however, advises caution.
In reality, everyone thinks this is the last time now, but there's really one more time in October where you have to go mow the lawn, even though you think you might not need to, but you think, hey, you got the gas, and it'll just go bad in the can over the winter anyway. So, I suppose...
Now to politics. Today, a major debate between two longtime foes took place near the basswood tree in the backyard. Dog, at the base of the tree, criticized Squirrel for being high all the time. Squirrel parried by insinuating that Dog rolls around in its own excrement.
You are not clean. You are bad. You are squirrel, furry squirrel, like angry pillow. I want to bite.
Dog is example of corrupt system in which some like Dog are fed delicious food for doing nothing, while hardworking Squirrel just wants to collect acorn for winter.
After the debate, Squirrel threw an acorn at Dog before Dog chased Squirrel through a hole in the fence. Nonpartisan observers say the events represented an historic breakdown of civility in the food chain. Meantime, instant polls taken after the debate show that Dog has a higher approval rating, but that voters trust Squirrel more to handle their nuts. In traffic news, Canadian geese are backed up along the horizon, migratory birds are preparing their journey to South America, and snowbirds are buying polyester shorts off the clearance rack at Kmart. Wait, this just in. We are receiving reports that deep frost set in early this morning. The backyard garden has been hit hard. We have with us now a green tomato that turned kind of a weird scarlet color at the top, but doesn't look quite right. Mr. Tomato, what is going on?
We're cold, that's what. Why has it gotta end like this? Why can't she have put a tarp out on us? We could have made it 3 more weeks, maybe 4. Now me and my family gotta move to the compost heap because we can't stay here no more.
We have learned from the annoying neighbor that a weed whacker works well in removing dead garden produce. He's got one, a 2-stroke. He adds, quote, "It works real good. Pretty good find at the L&M. They got a lot there, you know. You ever go there? Yeah, I go there lots of times." End quote. That's all for now. Our planet continues to turn away from the life-giving heat of the sun, plunging us into long nights and bitter cold. But at least it's not so hot anymore. Good sleeping weather.